Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked a lot lately about the COVID ripoffs. That is, the government's been doing stuff to try to help people get through these difficult economic times. And so they've had all kinds of relief plans and payouts and bailouts and loans and so on. And in some states, they've loosened up the unemployment requirements and made it easier to apply for unemployment. Now, I know some of you are already typing and saying, Steve, try getting online to get your unemployment benefits. It ain't easy. I understand that that aspect of it might be difficult, but apparently they've lowered the standards to get it once you can get through and jump through all the hoops. So as evidence of that, I'd point to a story from NBC that was sent to me by Peter, Mike, Laura, David, Kent, Keith, and Michael. And Scott Peterson, along with thousands of other California inmates, carried out staggering COVID fraud, according to officials. So Scott Peterson and other people who are in prison in California applied for and got unemployment benefits. They're not working. So it's from NBC. Tim Stello wrote it. Tens of thousands of prison and jail inmates, including convicted serial killers and notorious inmates like Scott Peterson, have carried out what prosecutors described Tuesday as possibly the largest fraud scheme in California history. Now, it's not like they all got together and said, hey, let's all do this. It's just it was so easy to do that they all did it. The alleged crimes, which center on pandemic unemployment benefits, could total as much as $1 billion, according to Anne Marie Schubert, who's the Sacramento County District Attorney. The fraud is honestly staggering, she said. Between March and August, inmates housed in every California prison and in jails across the state filed 35,000 claims totaling $140 million in benefits. Sometimes those benefits were paid directly to inmates, while other times the money was sent to friends or relatives outside the prisons and jails. So this is not all isolated crimes, meaning these people were not all acting on their own. I know they weren't working together in that sense, but many of them had somebody on the outside who knew what they were doing and was helping them do it. That is also a problem. In Kern County, District Attorney Cynthia Zimmer said investigators were alerted to the scheme in September after numerous money orders were being sent to inmates and were arriving in apparent waves of money orders. And to make matters worse, and this shows you, by the way, I've complained, one of my biggest problems with what's going on right now is that the government will say, we've got a pool of money, we're going to distribute it. And it's so important for us to distribute it, we're going to distribute it quickly and skip all safeguards. We're just going to just throw the money out there and hope it ends up with the right people. And I've said that they should actually slow down a little bit and maybe investigate who they're giving to first. That way you don't wind up giving it to some guy who's never owned a business but claims he does, and he goes out and buys Ferraris with the money. Or you don't give it to people who are in jail on death row. I mean, just do a little bit of investigation, just a little. And I've said it before, I'd rather have it be given to the right person tomorrow than the wrong person today. And it shouldn't take too much to figure out that somebody is in prison. The government knows they're there. The government is their landlord. And better, the government is actually like their guardian. So the idea that all of these inmates, tens of thousands of inmates can apply for and receive this money, and no one catches it until long after the money's gone. I mean, I'm only laughing because it's absurd. And by the way, for those of you who are going to say, oh, Steve, this is California. California's crazy. Do you really think this only happened in California? Okay, I mean, somebody call me on this. Christmas. Okay, so right now it's Thanksgiving. It's actually Thanksgiving today, right? Thanksgiving today, around Christmas time, somebody in a comment of whatever video I put up on Christmas Day say, by the way, Steve, I'm calling you on it. Did any other state have that problem that California had? Because I'm willing to bet you that in the next month, this shows up in a dozen other states, if not all of them. Wouldn't surprise me. So the benefits included fake Social Security numbers. And wouldn't that be something you'd check? Someone applies for unemployment. Wouldn't you at least check the Social Security number? But they used fake Social Security numbers and also made up names like, oh, John Doe, John Adams, and one guy who got benefits under the name Poopy Britches. Poopy Britches. So apparently you can send in an unemployment benefit application to California from a jail cell Say your name is Poopy Britches, make up a social security number, and they'll send you money. Quite frankly, the inmates are mocking us, the district attorney said. In other cases, claims were made with real names. Among them were 133 of the state's 700 death row inmates. So 133 people who are on death row applied for and got unemployment benefits. Now, to their credit, they're not working, but I don't think they're entitled to this. And included among those was one guy who killed four people, a woman who murdered her four kids, and of course, Scott Peterson got some money as well. I understand that he's in the process of trying to appeal, or possibly appealing, his convictions earlier. Meanwhile, there you go. Hey, they're ahead of me on this one. Peterson's capital sentence was overturned after the state's high court ruled that there had been significant errors during jury selection. But it's, I think they overturned the capital part of the case, meaning he's no longer facing a death sentence. But he is, in fact, going to still be considered guilty. And so the question is, do you then retry him on just the death penalty aspect? And I believe that the prosecutors have said they're going to look into doing that. Asked how much fraud was associated with Peterson's claim, another prosecutor with the office said, we know the number, but they declined to give that number out. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to say we got this widespread situation where tens of thousands of prison and jail inmates applied for unemployment with fake IDs, fake names, Poopy Britches, fake social security numbers, and we sent them the money, or we sent the money to their relatives and friends. A lawyer for Peterson did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but told the Associated Press that investigators will find that he had not a thing to do with any kind of scheme to get fraudulent benefits. The investigation is ongoing. Schubert said that claims totaling $420,000 have been paid to death row inmates. And Schubert would be the Sacramento County District Attorney in the case. She said the fraud could be carried out because, unlike 35 other states, California lacks a system that cross-matches prison and jail data with unemployment claims. So getting back to my thing saying, remind me at Christmas, I'm going to guess that there's probably 35 states where this might not have happened, but there's probably 14 others where it did. We'll see. In a statement, the deputy director of the state's Economic Development Department said it was pursuing how to integrate such cross-matches moving forward as part of an enhanced prevention effort during this unprecedented time of pandemic-related unemployment fraud across the country. And the investigation is ongoing. The department declined to comment on specific claims, citing confidentiality. Yeah, we have to be very, very confidential with the inmates' information. In a statement to NBC Los Angeles, the California governor called the fraud absolutely unacceptable and said he directed emergency service officials to assemble a task force to help tackle the problem. Task force. The horse is out of the barn. The barn is empty. The barn door is actually missing. It's rain and we don't see any tracks of the horse, so we don't know which direction the horse went. We've looked. The horse is nowhere to be found. We are going to assemble a task force to figure out what can be done about that barn door. They can get the money back, a lot of it, I suppose. And if they want to, they could also investigate whether anybody on the outside helped these people and go after them, I suppose. But it always makes you wonder. We hear about the fraud taking place and a huge amount of money. Tens of thousands of people got over $140 million in benefits, and the number might be higher than that as well. We don't know. And the question is, how much of that will be recovered? How much of that will be recovered? And I don't know if they'll ever advertise that as much. So it's scary. But again, it's because of the way our government works. And I've actually, people argue with me about this. They say, Steve, if I've applied for benefits, I need the money right away. And the problem is, number one, if you got the money today versus tomorrow, I understand that some things could be that time sensitive, but I'm sure you'd understand if they explained it and said, giving it to you today means that tens of thousands of prison inmates will get money also. So we're going to delay it one day just so we can cross-check to make sure these people aren't in prison. Just one day. Could it take more than a day to someone sends in an application, says, here's my application, and they list an address, looks, you know, San Quentin, you know, Sing Sing, whatever it might be. They list, how hard could it be? Would it take a full day? And I know you're going to say, Steve, but there's tens of thousands of these applications. Well, one of the reasons that there were tens of thousands of applications is that a couple of guys did it and got away with it. They told all their buddies, guess what? I applied for unemployment. I got it. Next thing you know is a wave of them coming. So if at the very beginning of this, they had vetted these carefully and had not been sending checks to inmates, they wouldn't have gotten 10,000 applications. They got those applications because word got out that they were giving away money foolishly. So again, better to give it to the correct person tomorrow than the incorrect person today. And one thing we always have to remember, and every time I mention this, I get at least one person who goes, Steve, thank you for reminding us of that. Because the money the government's giving away is not their money. It's our money. We pay taxes. We get taxed on all kinds of stuff, okay? So when you're talking about all the taxes you pay, okay, whether it's property tax, sales tax, the tax on gasoline, the tax you pay when you buy a car, income tax, whatever taxes you pay all these taxes, and all of that money gets sent to one of several different pots. The federal money goes here. The state money goes here. Might be some municipal money here. So if you live in California, okay, you just saw $140 million or more of your hard-earned money given away foolishly. Given away foolishly. Now, what makes us doubly painful is the people who gave it away foolishly are elected officials who people voted to put in their positions, or they were hired by those people. So people that you voted for, positions that you voted for, were filled by people who then gave away your hard-earned money. And so you should be upset by this. You should be upset by this if you're in California. And this stuff happens, like I said, I'm pretty sure it's happening elsewhere, not just California. But this kind of waste happens everywhere. So government waste is something you should get upset about. And I know people who say, you know, I can get upset, but nothing's going to happen. Well, that's the wrong attitude. Because ain't nothing going to change if that's the case. But stuff might change if people do get agitated, do get upset, do get worried, and do complain. And say, this is absurd that you'd let something like this happen. So this has to be publicized. And so NBC News put the story out. Tim Stello wrote it. And again, like I said, it's sent to me by Peter, Mike, Laura, David, Kent, Keith, and Michael. Thank you very much. And I'm going to keep hammering away on this because I think it's important. You got to remember, this is your money being wasted by people acting foolishly that you voted for, that I voted for. I'm not blaming you. I'm part of this too, okay? My money's being wasted by people I voted for in my state, I assure you. So there you go. Again, Scott Peterson and thousands of California inmates carried out staggering COVID fraud, according to officials. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If you are not willing to risk the usual, you will have to settle for the ordinary.